the Rebbe had asked a request to print the Sefer of Tanya, the Book of Tanya, which is the Torah Shebichsav, the written law, so to say, of Chassidus Chabad. In other words, this is the Sefer, this is the book that the Alter Rebbe, the founder of Chassidus Chabad, Rebbe Shneur Zalman of Liadi, actually wrote himself about. This is the classical book of what the Chabad philosophy is all about. And the Rebbe requested that in every single place where Jewish people live, the Sefer of Tanya should actually be printed. And with this, we bring this part of the Torah, the Pnimius HaTorah, to these people and to these places. And the Rebbe stressed this because we are now standing in the last days of Golos. And the Sefer of Tanya is connected very much with the coming of Mashiach. Because we know Mashiach said to the Baal Shem Tov that Mashiach will be revealed in this world when your wellsprings, the wellsprings of the Baal Shem Tov, his teachings of Chassidus, will be spread chutzah outside in the entire world. And the Sefer of Tanya is Chassidus Chabad, which is connected with the wellsprings of the Baal Shem Tov, and therefore, through spreading the Book of Tanya, we actually bring closer the coming of Mashiach. Because the coming of Mashiach will be in a way that no Jew will be left behind in Golus. And so long as one Jew even stays in Golus, then all Yidden are not fully redeemed. And Hashem stays with him in Golus. So the same thing, just like it was in the time of Mitzrayim, that no one Jew was left behind in Golus Mitzrayim. The same thing when Mashiach is going to come. No Jew will be left behind. And therefore we have to now spread the Mayonis, the wellsprings of the Baal Shem Tov, the teachings of Chassidus, the teachings of Tanya, and printing Tanya, something that hastens the arrival of the redemption, to every single place where Jewish people live, even if it may be a single lonely Jew, because his redemption is actually connected to the redemption of the entire Jewish people as a nation, and to Hashem leaving Golos, because Hashem is going to go out with every single Jew from Golos. And through bringing over there the Tanya, we actually prepare the place and the Jewish people in that place for the time when in the world will be revealed Hashem's kingdom in the time of Mashiach. And over here, there's a play on the words Mayinisecha, Yafutsu Mayinisecha Chutza, the Mayonis, the wellsprings. We say that not the water that gushes out of the spring should be brought to every place Chutza, to the outside world. Rather, we say Mayinisecha, the actual wellsprings themselves should be brought outside to the entire world. It's not enough to bring a Tanya from a different place to a place where Jewish people live. Rather, one should print the Tanyas in the same place where those Jews live. So in that place itself, there are the Mayonis, the actual wellsprings, the source of Chassidus, the Book of Tanya. And therefore, the Rebbe's request is that the Tanya shouldn't just stay in its printed sheets of paper, but one should learn from it in the place where it was printed. And one should leave a number of copies of the printed Tanya in the place where it was printed, so the Jewish people in that place can learn and study the Tanya. And when the Yidden go out of Golos, and they'll go out with all of their gold, together with their gold and their silver, physical gold and silver, and especially their spiritual gold and silver, they'll take with them the Tanyas from their place. So, until then, till Mashiach comes and the Tanyas will come with all the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael, the Tanyas have to stay there. Wherever Yidden are, spread out in Golos, each one in his place, we have to make sure there are Tanyas there so the Yidden can learn from them.